Greetings, dear listeners. We certainly haven't forgotten about you, and thank you for your patience as we catch up with ourselves in this new year. I'd like to invite you now to relax and allow us to take you on an odyssey through the ages. We travel to the storied land of Greece, present and past, to invoke the muses for a bit of divine inspiration. The following tale was taped live in New York City on December 10th, 2017. It was part of our show, The Master's Hand.
Oils, pastels, acrylics, marble, wood, inks, charcoal, watercolor, pencil, mixed media, language, voice, instrument, body, chisel or brush, pen or knife, the master's hand always finds a way and a means to create. But what is there to be said of inspiration? When all is said and done, some may say that it's actually perspiration that weighs heavier in the balance. In ancient Greece, this was not the case. To receive that flash of brilliance that brings forth a great work of art was a divine gift.
Come on now, people. Keep up, lots to see.
Give it back, Marcus.
Or what? You're gonna tell?
Baby Bonnie, tell Mama.
No, I won't tell, please.
That's
because
you're a scaredy cat. Too scared to tattle even. Can't get me, Baby Bon Bon.
And that brings us to our next sight, and a very special one at that. Now, it may not look like much, but these few acres of land were once home to the long-lost village of Opus. The town was blessed and beloved by the nine muses of myth, beautiful goddesses who inspired all the great artists, musicians, and poets. According to legend, this land was once fruitful and prosperous, but an unknown catastrophe resulted in the town's destruction, leaving those ancient mysteries that we've never been able to solve. Okay, let's move along to the rest stop. Right out ahead, we're gonna get together for lunch and prepare for the next site. Move along, group.
Wow, a big pile of dirt and rocks. Really, really fascinating. Click, 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 click. Hey, won't this look lovely on the bookshelf, Bonnie?
Cut it out, Marcus. I think it's neat.
That's because this is a nerd vacation extraordinaire. Only someone like you would love such a boring trip. Touring ancient Greece? Really? I can't believe I could be on Space Mountain right now instead of trapped in Dork Dungeon.
It isn't boring. It's history. Besides, I'm getting all sorts of great shots for my portfolio. And the stories.
Yeah, some stories. Oh, look, here's a big pile of dust. Let's pretend it was important and rip off a bunch of know-nothing tourists. What a scam. And a lame one at that. I'd at least make up some cool tales to go along with it. Sell some of these rocks out there as the luck of the muses.
Don't touch that, Marcus. The guide specifically told us not to take anything from these sites. These stones could be thousands of years old, and they belong to the land.
Yeah. Looks like the land's really running low on stupid rocks. Like it'll even miss this one.
I'd listen to her if I were you, boy. After all, from the mouth of babes comes wisdom and truth.
Gross! She's no babe, she's my sister. What'd you forget to pack a sack lunch, lady? Or'd you get weirded out by the entire group and think my loser sister would hang out with you?
Marcus, don't be cruel. I am so incredibly sorry, ma'am. I promise, he isn't really like this.
Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. It's not for me to say. The muses to whom this very land was once dedicated were versed in reading a man's true nature. In fact, every 12 years, the fortunate born village youth, who happened to be celebrating their own 12th year in the world, would make a sacred pilgrimage upriver.
Upriver? But there's no water for miles around.
Not now, no. But once, A small river did indeed feed this simple land and guide the children thence to the muses' home of Mount Helicon. There, it is said, the band of goddesses would read their souls and gift them accordingly, so the richness of their very essence would bring good fortune to the land for the next 12 years.
Yeah? Well, it looks like their luck ran out.
Indeed. A great change came about for the worse. You see, this land is rooted in truth. Truth is the very essence of art, of life. Without it, the spirit of the muses cannot flourish, which is why in its heyday the village of Opus knew no lies.
Wait, what?
The citizens of Opus were unable to lie. In fact, they had no concept of deceit. Every man, woman, and child could be taken at face value.
Whoa, really?
Oh, come on, that's crazy.
Oh, yes, it does seem crazy now, doesn't it? But for a long time, Opus was an impenetrable bastion of honesty and creation.
But what happened? How did the city come to ruin if everyone was so honest and good?
Honesty and goodness do not always equate, child. And evil always finds a way. It buries its seed in the soil of jealousy, deep within the heart of a young, hearty soul. A soul not so different from your brother's. Or yours. Two twin brothers, 12 years old, walked together on the path from Opus to Mount Helicon's peak. They were the only sons of the town's longtime leader, and it was widely believed that both would make their mark on the ages, though no man in Opus could have seen what was to come.
Come on, Mendacious! We've almost arrived! Soon, we will receive our blessings from the muses and learn of our destinies.
Look, they've waited 12 years for us already, Beatus. They can wait another 5 minutes. Whew, this trail is no joke. Who do they think we are, Spartans? I'm not built for this.
But would you smell that air and look over the edge of that view? So incredibly high in the sky. Think how close we must be to the great gods. Why, the river below looks like nothing more than a trickle of a tear.
If you can call that Tridopold Creek a river, it is barely a trickle. That's nothing to do with how high up we are. Calm down already, or you're going to tumble to your doom before we even make it to the muses.
I can't help it. I'm so excited. Just think. From this day forward, we get to dedicate the rest of our lives to the covenants of Opus. Truth, beauty, and prosperity. All embodied in the artistic gift that will be granted to us. Aren't you excited?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thrilled. A life of painting, pottery, and drudgery. Woohoo! Personally, I got bigger, better plans for my gift.
Better? What could be better than giving back to the town of our birth and its citizens? Keeping alive the virtues of honesty and creativity.
Wow, can you even hear yourself talk?
Look, the gateway to the Muses Sanctum. And it's opening to us.
Enter, brothers, enter. Beatus and Mendacious, enter and receive your destinies.
Fast as fire, what the... Is that gate stuck again? Irado! I thought you were gonna fix that!
Sorry, I got a little distracted. Cupid came over for a little inspiration earlier, if you know what I mean.
Would it kill you to date a god who's capable of a little handiwork now and again? Someone get the gate open before these kids wander back down the mountain empty-handed! Finally, now, as I was saying...
Enter, Beatus and Mendacious. The sacred time of your blessing has arrived.
It's incredible. It's amazing. It's
great. Yeah, totally great. Now, where are the gifts?
Patience, Mendacious. We muses would have you hear us out and know our true names and purposes.
The gods, this is gonna take another 12 years.
I am Calliope, muse of epic poetry and leader of this merry band. Tis I who will inspire the hand who pens the tales of your blessed talent someday.
Yeah, about that. How long until we're the famous throughout the land?
Mendacious, hush. I want to hear this.
I am called Cleo, goddess of history. I know all that ever was and ever is to come.
So she knows how incredibly bored I am right now.
Then there is Erato, goddess of love poetry.
Hi, cuties. I can't wait to give you all sorts of gifts and blessings.
Euterpe, goddess of song.
Hey, yeah! Hellenic people, how you doing tonight?
Ah, I told you, that's never gonna catch on.
Melpomene and Palia, twin goddesses of tragedy and comedy.
Oh boy, did you see Calliope's face just then? Oh man, she was all like, oh, and whoa, and...
Oh, the whole event is a disaster. 12 years in the making. Ruined. Oh, Aeschylus, Sophocles, Euripides, and now... Oh, my kingdom for a mortal spirit with the gravitas to wield sorrow's quill.
Oh, finally, we have Polyhymnia, goddess of hymns, Terpsichore, goddess of dance, and Urania, goddess of astronomy.
Hey!
Really, guys? Hey?
We nine muses shall today engender within you the artistry that lies buried in your spirits and bequeath the prophecy of your destinies to you. Brothers, step forward.
Step forward, brothers!
Aye-oh,
huzzah!
Oh, man, I'm so excited!
Me too! Oh, me first!
Beatrice, step forward and receive your truth.
But you must be saving the best for last.
I'm so nervous.
Go on, hurry up! I've waited long enough already.
Great muses, I am honored and humbled to be in your presence. I can never express the gratitude I now feel to be standing before you. But I vow that I will do my mortal best to praise you all with whatever gift you see fit to bestow upon me.
Wow, kiss up much?
Sweet Beatrice, the privilege is truly ours this day. Cleo has long foreseen your journey and the impact it will bring, not just now for your dear village, but for generations to come, far and wide.
As she would, Calliope speaks the truth, Beatrice. It pleases me to tell you that each of us found a special place in our hearts for you. Rare is the individual whose nature is so good, so open and so true, that he may listen to and receive the wisdom of any muse, much less all nine of us.
Wow, really?
You've got to be kidding me.
Therefore, we give you a gift from each of us, that you may truly understand and spread our virtues to those who seek it. While it is true that your name will not be read in the pages of the scholars, the names of those you touch will be renowned far and wide. Beatrice, you are blessed.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I receive my gifts with joy, and I am humbled by the great task before me. I shall honor the muses for the rest of my days. Hi-yo, huzzah!
Hi-yo, huzzah!
Yeah. Congrats, Beatrice. Really great gift. Boy, slave to a bunch of women for the rest of your life. Now buzz off and let me get mine already.
I urge you to watch your tone, brother. It is not wise to anger the gods. Approach the muses with grace and patience in your heart.
Anger them? It's a bunch of ladies living alone on a hill. I'm sure they're always angry. Let me get my awesome gift and let's get out of here. I want to get home in time for the festival.
Mendacious, approach.
Yep, that's me. Warm-up's out of the way, saving the best for last, right?
Mendacious, Mendacious. Much as we have eagerly awaited the arrival of your brother, we have feared to see the sun upon your young face.
Okay. First of all, rude. Second, I know you guys are making this into a whole to-do, and that's great, seriously, but we got a mountain to descend, so,
Calliope, may I take it from here? Though the sun shines brightly, this is a dark day indeed. For you see, Mendacious, your legacy shall be just as great as your brother's, even more so, in fact.
See? What'd I tell you, loser?
Hearken, Mendacious. This legacy of yours is birthed not here at the peak of Mount Helicon. You see, we muses have no gifts for you, nor would you have room in your heart to receive them if we did. No. I fear a false gift is all that you are fit to receive. A curse in the guise of a present.
I'm sorry. I'm going to need you to back up to the part where you told me you're not giving me anything. Excuse me?
Mendacious.
No! No more talking! You listen to me!
Mendacious, stop!
Shut up! Now, I hiked all the way up here from my village, up this stupid mountain, listening to Pretty Boy over here the whole time. I was patient. I did what I was supposed to do. Now you give me a gift like I was promised. All right.
There is no more to be said. He cannot listen. He will not hear.
Our time here has come to an end, young one. The gates are drawing close. Remember well what you have heard here today, both of you. And remember too, though it may not seem it, we are always watching, both of you.
Brother.
No. No. This isn't fair! Now I have to travel all the way home, arrive during the festival and announce myself a fool! No, I can't have it! I won't!
Please, Mendacious, just calm down. If we can just get...
Why do you always get everything? Why are you always the favorite? I did everything right, and now you get all the gifts! And for what? So you can teach a few kids how to paint a pot or weave a tapestry here and there? Oh, some legacy, Beatus.
This isn't my fault. We'll figure this out. Please come to me. Let me hug you like you used to hug me when I scraped my knee. Brother, I love you.
Why?
Yes, there you are. There. I'm here.
It isn't fair.
Shh. Hush. I've got you.
It isn't fair.
Calm. Brother, you're hurting me.
Get away from me. No. Oh, no. Beatrice.
Brother.
Yeah, you're going to...
I love you.
Beatrice. Beatus! Oh, the gods! The gods! The gods!
Mendacious raced down to the bottom of Mount Helicon on the winged heels of Hermes, his thoughts flying even faster than that. But his heart grew heavier and heavier the closer he came to the water at the mountain's base.
No, Beatus. Oh, brother. Not even this small river could break your fall. Look how small, how pitiful it flows.
until one root brings any relief to our village at all. And now it runs red and stains the earth. Oh, gods. Oh, gods. How will I ever explain this to our village? They'll cast me out. Mark me as a traitor. Muses, hear me, please. I would not listen to your words, but I beg you to hear mine and help me. Help me!
Poor child. Poor, poor child. Just another abandoned by those witches on the mountaintop. Oh, poor, poor child.
Who said that? Who's there?
Hush now. You're as safe as can be. I'm a friend. A true, true friend.
Where are you? Show yourself, if you're so friendly.
Oh, were it only that simple. For you see, the muses took my body from me. Took it away when I threatened to become the greatest of them all. Now my spirit dwells here in this dank, dark cave at the foot of their glorious mountain. Some benevolent goddesses, eh?
You. You're a muse?
Ex-muse. Or, well, technically, I suppose, an ex-nearly muse. My name is Apate. I came to them wielding the power of the greatest of all arts, and I asked for my rightful place atop Mount Helicon. Oh, they sampled my wares all right, and they knew that I would soon be the most famous of them all. They couldn't stand it, especially that Calliope. And the next thing I knew, here I was. 'Tis a shame I didn't wise up to their true ways before, but... Nothing to be done. Nothing to be done except to try to pick up the pieces and to help poor, lost, lonely children like you.
But what is it? What is your art?
Oh, why, the greatest art of all, my dear. Storytelling.
Stories? But that's nothing new. We tell stories in the village all the time.
Ah, but those are just retellings of things that have already come to pass. No, no, my stories are more, tales of things that might happen, but might not. Could have happened, but maybe didn't. They are without limit, and they are infinitely powerful.
That's not possible. You can't speak of that which is not real. It's forbidden.
Because it's so very dangerous in the wrong hands. The muses learned of my gift, stole little bits of it for themselves, and have used it to curse you. They filled your brother's head with ideas about all their so-called gifts, then provoked you to fly into a jealous rage, murdering your own brother and thereby taking the fall. Ah, poor choice of words. My apologies.
So it's their fault? The muses caused this? But why?
Because, Mendacious, they saw greatness before them. Greatness that would outshine their own. And they were terrified.
Yeah, I know. I heard all about my blessed brother and his many gifts.
No, not your brother. That little fool would have been nothing but a nursery maid. His simple mind was fit only for babes. But you, Mendacious... You are to be a leader amongst men.
I am? I am. I knew it. I knew it. Ha! Take that, Beatrice! Oh, sorry, brother. Good thing you're dead. But wait. No, he's dead. How will I explain this? How am I supposed to lead when the whole town is going to ostracize me as a killer the minute I get back there and they find out what happened? They'll never believe their beloved muses are the ones who caused all of this. They're all too stupid and simple-minded, just like poor Beatrice was.
Well, that's just it, Mendacious. The town need not know what transpired here. Oh, as you say, they're too foolish to comprehend the truth, and to try to take the blame would only play right into the muse's game. No, I have a better plan. A much Better plan indeed.
Well, go on then, spill it! I don't have time to hang around here talking to a cave!
Greedy, impatient boy. Perfect. Perfect boy to receive my beautiful gift. Very well, Mendacious. I shall bless you myself and bestow upon you the gift of stories, so that you may return to your village and escape the fate the muses tried to force upon you. Yes, boy. Receive you now the gift of a pate.
What's happening to me? My head! My head! It feels...
Sleep, Mendacious, and let my gift sink in right to the core, right into your very soul. For my gift is many-sided indeed. The gift of stories. The gift of deceit. The gift of lies.
Eventually, the concerned village elders of Opus sent out scouts to look for the missing brothers. It was there at the base of Mount Helicon that they found them, lying next to each other in the weak river's flow. Beatrice, of course, was a lost cause, but they managed to shake Mendacious awake and bring him home. It took him some days to recover, but when he was again well on his way to health and strength, he stood before the people of Opus, as was expected, to give a true and honest account of the events that took place on the brothers' journey.
Quiet! Quiet, people of Opus! Hear me, your leader! As you know, it was but days ago that both a great tragedy and a great miracle befell our town. I share in grieving the loss of Beatus with you. And selfishly, I dare say, I carry the lion's share, for no father should ever be forced to bear witness to the death of his own son, and at such a tender age. But we lost young Beatus not in vain, for the stain from his blood led us to his body and to that of his brother, Mendacious, whose self-same blood flows healthily again through him thanks to the protection of the gods and his brother. And he is prepared to stand here before you, as is tradition, and share the tale of his journey to Mount Helicon and the destiny set down for him by our sacred muses. My son, now my only son, stand before us for your brother who cannot, and for yourself. Speak the words that will lead us into this next era and fulfill this sacred duty. Io Hazar!
Io Hazar!
People of Opus, first, let me say that I will miss my brother Beatus forever. He will not be able to grow up with me and become a man. And all I do from here on out will be in his memory. Right. So the journey to the muses. Well, the journey was long and hot, very hot. Why, before we were even halfway there, Beatrice was complaining.
And there it was, the first lie ever told in the land of Opus. It flowed as easily from the lips of Mendacious as his brother's blood from his broken body. And the people of Opus believed. And Mendacious saw their belief and their unshakable trust. It was then that Apate's dark art took full hold of his soul.
Wow. Anyway, when we finally reached the top of Mount Helicon, the muses welcomed us with open arms.
They loaded us up with all kinds of exotic foods and wines, and while Beatus was stuffing his face, they took me aside and shared with me all sorts of secrets. Secrets about the way of the world, really. And I'm only allowed to share them with you, Opus. For instance, did you know that that Zeus decreed amongst the gods that his most dearly beloved people are those with blue eyes? Yeah, just like mine. It's true. People with blue eyes are blessed by Zeus and more intelligent, and their opinion should matter most in matters of town concern. And let me tell you another thing.
On and on it went from there. Mendacious told every lie he could think of to the people of Opus, and while his moral convictions were lacking, he had no shortage of creativity. Some of the lies were harmless enough.
So if you break a mirror, you're gonna have rotten luck for 7 whole years!
Some of them, well, weren't even actually lies.
Get this. The world? It isn't flat. It's round!
Some of them were just downright cruel.
And because the Muses have shared these secrets with you, each of you must get up in front of the whole town and share the deepest, darkest, worst, most embarrassing thing about yourself as a sacrifice to them. But you know, I don't have to. I already told mine when I was there.
Finally, nearly breathless, he ran out of steam. It was now the end of his speech when he was to proclaim to all of Opus the destiny that the Muses laid out for him.
Now, Mendacious, the time has come for you to rise as a man in the village and share with us all your sacred fate. For the very fate of Opus is tied to those of all of its citizens. I know you must be tired, son, but speak again once more. Yes!
Father, it pleases me to no end to hear of your pride. I am afraid what I say will hurt you, but I know that all is for the best.
Say what must be said, Mendacious. The truth may be painful at times, but with trust also comes freedom.
Very well. Good people of Opus, it pains me to say that my departed brother Beatus behaved shamefully at the end of his young life. True, when he went before the Muses, they told him he was too simple to lead you or to ever delve into the arts. He flew into such a rage that he cursed the Muses and this very town and stormed off to flee his preordained life in drudgery in search of fame and fortune. He abandoned you. In his haste, he must have lost his footing and plummeted to his death. I found him there on my own descent, and I confess, I wept long and deeply, grieving for him. I selfishly laid down there beside him, feeling I may die of sorrow. But the three fates guided your search party to us and brought me back, as the Muses decreed, to stand and fulfill my destiny. Yeah. People of Opus, unlike my brother, the Muses saw in me intelligence, cunning, bravery, and a wisdom beyond my years. This is why they shared their secrets with me. And this is why they decreed that it is my sacred right to take over as your leader now, to guide Opus into a new era of glory.
What? Mendacious, you're just a boy.
Oh no, Father. I am now a man, and I will not be leading you alone. The Muses have gifted me with the ability to speak to them and give their commands from afar. You see, I am now an open channel to our blessed goddesses, a demigod in my own right. Yes, beginning today, we will no longer operate the town by council. The Muses have new plans for us, and I will carry the burden of relaying their words to you. A new dawn is upon us! A new dawn is upon us, Opus! In the Muses' name,
It is my honor to take my place as your king! Ayo, huzzah!
Ayo, huzzah! Ayo, huzzah! Ayo, huzzah! Ayo, huzzah!
And so it went. True to his very false words, Mendacious became the new king of Opus. A town who had known no kings before, only trusted leaders and servants. And his every whim and desire became law. He decreed first and foremost that there would be no further trips to visit the Muses by anyone. They wanted to speak to him, and through him alone. The best beasts were slaughtered for sacrificial feasts to the Muses, where only Mendacious dined. All labor was redirected to the construction of a marvelous palace, just for him. The small river which once fed the town's gardens ran dry with no one to tend the aqueducts, and the green land soon enough became as red and dry as the blood-stained dirt at the sight of Beatrice's death. A harsh, sad 12 years passed, and all the people of Opus suffered. All, of course, except Mendacious.
Steward? Steward! What news of the construction of my statue? Did the imbecile artisan correct that horrific curvature of my nose yet?
Son, can you no longer call me father, even when it is just us two? I would speak to you as my son, not my master.
I'm sorry, steward. But it's how the Muses would have it. All citizens must be viewed as equals in my eyes, even those who are family. Now, my statue?
Well, Highness, the statue now stands at nearly 4 rooftops height. The artisan has managed to reach the top level. But working on the heavy stone at that height is very precarious and unstable. And in this weather, the winds, are you sure that it is necessary?
Of course! My nose looks absolutely ridiculous! Would you make a mockery of me for all the other villages to see? A mockery of our sacred goddesses?
No. No, son. Highness. I will see that the artisan understands and does what is necessary to complete the job to your satisfaction.
The Muses' satisfaction, right? Good. That is all. And how the Muses' satisfaction amuses me. Oh, man, forget 0 through 11. Years 12 through 20 are definitely the best. Let's see what we can do with the next 12.
Lord! My lord, hear me! A catastrophe! Oh, a catastrophe!
How dare you barge into the royal throne room unannounced? Guards, seize this man!
1,000 pardons, my lord, but the guards, they aren't here!
What are you babbling about, man? Go on, then, before I throw you out myself!
I ain't believe it! I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, sire! They came riding in! Looked like hundreds of them! But couldn't have been, just couldn't!
Who, you fool?
Men! Greek soldiers from all over! Dressed in costumes the like I hadn't ever seen. 4 leaders, larger than life, rode in the front of them all, shouting orders and leading their men and our people to and from and every which way.
What do you mean, our people? Who are they? What business do they have here?
I couldn't rightly tell you, sire, only they shouted to us all and asked who amongst us had the fastest feet. And that's me, sire, the fastest feet in town, though not the fastest brains I know. And they says, go on then, man, and tell your king, if that's what the liar calls himself, that his brother's people are here to save the villagers. And the 4 of them are on their way
here to you now, sire. What's a liar, sire?
Enough! Out of my way! This can't be. He's dead! Beatus is dead! I saw him with my own eyes! This is my town, and over my dead body will some outsiders take it from me!
Sire! It's them! It's them! And the people of the town!
Name yourselves, strangers! I would know who would bring this undue panic to our peaceful village.
I am called Perseus, and I hail from the land of Argos. The three with me you know of great repute, Odysseus of Ithaca, Achilles of Aegina, and Heracles of Thebes.
And Mount Olympus.
Yes, Heracles and Mount Olympus we know. We were sent here by the Muses to liberate the people of this land from your tyrannical and falsely gained reign. We are here in the name of Beatus, your long-departed brother and true ruler of this land.
Silence! What is this witchcraft you men bring? To speak untruth so blatantly? My brother is dead. We all saw his body, remember? Remember all?
The Muses looked upon your brother's broken body and wept. Their tears fed the small river that once ran through your town. With no one tending it, the flow was diverted and found its way to our lands.
Never since the waters of the river Styx have I bathed in a stream so powerful. Not only did we learn the truth of the death of Beatus,
but we also learned the ways of the dark art of lies of Apate. And how to discern it from the truth.
People of Opus, look into your hearts and at your once great land. Do the words and acts of Mendacius ring true? I think you will find that you have known all along that you were being deceived by a false man and his own brother's murderer.
Mendacius, is this true? Your own brother, how could you?
Don't listen to these fools! Father! Father, you have to believe me!
Now you call me father. When you wheedle and cringe in fear, now you call me father. You are no son of mine.
And he's the reason the whole town is turned to rubbish. He's gone down and angered the Muses, angered all the gods.
That's right. And there's only one way to appease an offended god. Sacrifice!
No! Get away from me! I am your king! I told you the truth! I am your chosen leader! Leave me alone! Leave me alone! Leave me alone! Ow! Ow!
Ow! My gods, they're tearing him to pieces!
What? What's that noise I hear?
It's the winds. Hear them, the winds. Aeolus is enraged at the sight of this needless bloodbath.
No. No, look! It's that ridiculous statue he had erected in his own image!
It can't take the wind! It's cracking!
That awful huge nose is breaking off!
Everyone on the ground, look out! It crushed that entire house!
The whole thing is falling apart! The whole town is going to be destroyed!
Hurry, men! Run!
Indeed, the town was crushed under the weight of the tribute Mendacius made to his own vanity. Starting with his large nose, which couldn't be chiseled down after all those lies he told. Though, of course, this story of Pinocchio is just a fable. But you see, though Pinocchio wasn't real, his story is based in the truth of the demise of Mendacius. The remaining people left, for as you see, there was nothing to salvage in their town. And the ruins of Opus are now but a reminder of the awful power of the art of storytelling trusted to the wrong hands.
Gather up, Lollygaggers! Time to move on!
Thank you for the story, ma'am. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, me neither. Oh, and here's your stupid rock back. Wait up, nerd!
How do you like that? Another true story, another young heart in danger saved. Should I call this one a win for me, Apate?
Yeah, woo-hoo, Calliope. Big whoop. I've got bigger fish to fry. The meek and honest like Beatus may inherit the earth one day. But for now, the world's leaders are keeping the spirit of Mendacious alive, besieging their people with my influence. Better get going. The winds are picking up. After all, what better way to spread my stories and to spread destruction?
And that concludes our program for this week. The tour guide Cleo and Odysseus were played by David Linton. Erato and Apate were played by Casey LaForest. Euterpe, Heracles, and the Messenger were played by Michael Pate. Thalia and Perseus were played by Alan LaForest. Melpomene, Achilles, and the Father were played by James Reeser. Terpsichore, Beatus, and Bonnie were played by Mary Murphy. Mendacious, Marcus, and Urania were played by Eric Davy Gislason. And the parts of Calliope and The Stranger were played by me, Ali Silva. The musical performance, Portrait of My Love, by Norman Newell and Cyril Omidel, was sung by Susan O'Day, accompanied by Nico Slater. The Divine Gift was written by Courtney Gillian Cholovich and directed by Holly Payne Strange. The Master's Hand was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed our theme music. Our musical score is improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. And our production coordinator is Brontes Shane Orengo. We'd love it if you shared with us your thoughts about our show with a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback helps us to grow, raises our visibility, and gives us much-needed support. If you haven't already, subscribe, like us on Facebook. We can also be fun to follow on Instagram and Twitter with the handle @FiresideMystery. How good would you look in an official Fireside Mystery Theater t-shirt or hoodie? Rest your head on a fireside throw pillow. Carry your gear in a handy FMT tote bag. Sip your tea from our logo mug. All of these things and more can be purchased from our merch store, firesidemysterytheater.com/merch. Stay tuned for upcoming sales. If you live in or plan on visiting the New York City area, well, you have a chance to experience the unique fun of one of our live performances at the sumptuous Slipper Room. Join us for our next taping on Sunday, February 25th at 5 p.m. for a show we call The Female of the Species, classic works by amazing women writers adapted for radio play by amazing women writers. You won't want to miss it. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com. Next time we meet, my dears, we'll bring you a classic fairy tale with more than a few strings attached. Don't miss our fiendish farce, Another Pinocchio. You'll be able to find it here or wherever you listen to podcasts. This is your own Ali Silva. A strange figure lingers in the gloaming, waiting to pose for a portrait. This specter seeks immortality on the canvas and dares you to mind the shadows.